On the healthy eating segments this summer, we've covered the nutritional value of a lot of fruits and vegetables that are locally grown. Every day, we have customers come in to buy corn, beans, and other produce and ask, "When was this corn picked? I don't want it if it wasn't picked today." I bet nobody goes to the produce department of Walmart, Kroger, Food City, or Ingles and asks the produce manager, "When was this picked?" That question is the subject of today's healthy eating segment. When was this picked? You've heard me say many times, the fresher the fruit or vegetable, the more nutritional value it has. Unless you can buy local produce during our growing season, you are buying produce from Florida, California, and other states that are anywhere from 1 to 5 days travel time from East Tennessee. Produce from Mexico and other countries takes even longer to get here. With 40 years' experience in the produce industry, we are very familiar with the way produce is handled. The corn that is shipped to our area is harvested on day one. The shanks on the corn are cut off and the corn is put into crates. On day two, the corn is hydrocooled. It is put through a flume of cold water to remove the field heat and bring the temperature of the corn to 32 degrees. On day three, the corn is put in the cooler where it is kept until it is sold or it is shipped out to distribution centers. It may take from 1 to 4 days for the corn to get to the distribution center. Now it has been anywhere from 4 to 7 days since it was picked. It will take one more day for the corn to get from the distribution center to the store where you can buy it. With tomatoes, it's even worse. 80% to 90% of the tomatoes sold in this country are picked green. On day one, the tomatoes are picked and run through a water flume, run across a grading machine where they are sized and put into boxes. On day two, they are put in gas rooms where they are exposed to ethylene gas to bring on the ripening process. They stay in the gas room for 5 days. On day six, the gas rooms are opened and allowed to take in air. The tomatoes are removed from the gas rooms as they begin to color up. The rest stay in the gas rooms until they have some color. The tomatoes with color are shipped to a repacker where they are packaged in tray packs or in 1 or 2 layer boxes with UPC stickers. By this time, it's day 9. The tomatoes are then shipped to a distribution center 1 to 2 days travel distance from locations in Florida and up to 5 days or more distance from California and Mexico. It is now day 13, and the tomatoes travel from the distribution center to the store where they are put on the shelves for you to buy on day 14. That's 2 weeks from the day they were picked. Most of the potatoes sold during the winter are grown in Idaho and western states. They stay in large bins until they are washed. Then they are sprayed with MH30, a growth inhibitor that is sprayed on tobacco to kill suckers. The potatoes are put in cold storage until they are sold, which could be up to a year. Vegetables that are dried, like potatoes and onions, can be purchased locally and stored in a cool, dry place like your basement, and you don't have to worry about what has been sprayed on them. Always buy fresh produce when it is in season, and you'll get better tasting and more nutritional fruits and vegetables. You can buy in bulk, and you can can and freeze for the winter. That way you know that you're getting the healthiest, most nutritional food for your family. Because healthy eating starts at the local farm.